Good afternoon. I'm Renee Moran, and we've been measuring the effect of warm temperature on loss of cold hardiness in different apple rootstock genotypes with the hope of finding vulnerable ones and resistant ones. And forgot what I was going to say. So the parts of the tree that are most vulnerable to loss of cold hardiness in winter and spring would be the rootstock, the lower trunk, and the lower limbs. We select Scion varieties not necessarily because of their resistance to this type of injury, but because of their marketability. But the rootstock is different, and it gives us the opportunity to test their tolerance to various stresses. And so this is the third year of this project where we were measuring deacclimation in various rootstocks. And because it impacts the older wood of the tree, we focused on two-year-old shoots rather than looking at one-year-old shoots. Deacclimation, or the loss of cold temperature tolerance, happens quite rapidly in response to warm temperatures during the latter part of winter and early spring. And it's not necessarily lethal to the tree, but it causes partial injury and seems to be occurring with greater frequency with climate change. This partial injury can substantially reduce the productivity of the orchard because in many cases the lower limbs are infected by disease, and you see a slow decline in yield loss and potentially a shortened lifespan of the tree or the entire orchard. So our objective was to look at different apple rootstocks and see if we could find genetic variation between the two, between the different rootstock genotypes, when we expose them to warm temperatures in springtime. The genotypes we tested were M9 as the standard, Geneva 41, Geneva 935, and a selection from Vineland number 6. And we measured these in ungrafted trees that had been planted in a rootstock and had been there for 4 years. So I was working with plant material that was grown under natural conditions and exposed to the natural main winter. And this particular year, I cut the branches off the trees the 23rd of March and held them in buckets of water to keep them from drying out. And the same day that I cut them, I separated them into three different treatments based on temperature. One set went into the cold storage room at 4 degrees Celsius. The cool conditioning was 2 days at 10 degrees Celsius. And the warm treatment was 21 degrees day temperature, 16 degrees night temperature. And the cool treatment was right outside the cold storage room, so the temperature didn't fluctuate throughout the night. The warm treatment was actually done in my office, and they turned the temperature way down at nighttime, so it fluctuated. The two-year-old shoots were cut into 6-centimeter pieces and put into plastic bags with a thermocouple attached to the surface of the shoot. I held them overnight in a freezer at 5 below, and the following morning we started the decrease in temperature at a rate of about 5 degrees per hour. And once we reached the treatment temperatures, we held it for 2 hours to allow the shoot temperature to drop down to what the air temperature was. And the limit of the freezer is minus 40, so getting that cold temperature doesn't always work out. So the tissue temperature that I measured was minus 38. They came out of the freezer during a 2-day slow thaw and then 2 days of warm temperature to allow for browning. And we measured oxidative browning in the xylem, phloem, and cambium. And to compare the different treatments and the different genotypes, I just did a simple mean separation at each temperature. And to estimate the temperature which injury occurred, I just did nonlinear regression. The process involved cutting into large numbers of shoots. To measure browning in the cambium and the phloem, I did a lengthwise cut to expose browning in the phloem. And this usually started at the surface of the shoot and progressed inwards. So I estimated the relative depth of browning that occurred, And because there was a variability in the degree of darkness of the tissue, I also did another rating. The amount of tissue that turned brown was rated on a scale of 0 to 10, with 10 representing 100% and 0 presenting no browning. And the degree of darkness was a similar scale, except it went from 0 no browning to 5 severely dark brown or almost black. And then I used these two numbers to estimate an index of browning, and the index was simply the average of the two, and the darkness rating was multiplied by 2 to get it onto the same scale. Browning in the xylem was done very similarly, except it was the amount of cross-sectional area that turned brown and the degree of darkness. And these three graphs show the browning in the xylem, cambium, and phloem, and on a scale of 0 to 6, and you'll see that the phloem scale goes from 0 to 10, and that's just simply a mistake that I forgot, never spotted. And it shows you the control shoots. We don't have a pointer. It shows you the control shoots at 0, and the temperature goes down to minus 40. The control shoots are represented by the blue circles, the cool conditioning by the yellow triangles, and the warm conditioning by the black squares. The asterisk indicates a significant difference from the control, and it's only with a mean separation within a temperature and within a shoot. So in M9, there was a significant deacclimation with the warm conditioning, but not the cool conditioning. And the estimated temperature at which this injury occurred appears to have shifted from minus 38 in the control up to minus 35 with the warm conditioning, and minus 29, which is these numbers right here. There wasn't a significant loss of hardiness in the cambium and the phloem, but there was a slight shift in the temperature at which the partial injury occurred. 2 years before this, I had tested the same genotype and found that there was prior injury in the xylem in the M9, but no significant change in the cold hardiness between just the two treatments that I had that year, the warm conditioning black circles and the unconditioned blue circles. Geneva 41 had no difference between the conditioning treatments in how hardy they were down to minus 40. And this occurred in all three tissues. And the amount of browning that occurred was less than a browning index of less than 4, which was similar to the M9. There did appear to be a shift in the temperature at which this partial injury occurred, a 10-degree difference between the cool and the warm treatment in the xylem, and roughly 2 degrees in the cambium and the phloem. I also tested Geneva 41 2 years prior to this and found somewhat similar results. There wasn't a significant change in the hardiness, and there was, again, prior injury in this year in the xylem. And it looks like there's a shift in the cambium, but because of the huge variability in between the shoots, it wasn't significant. In Geneva 935, this genotype showed the greatest level of injury in unconditioned shoots, but again, no significant change in hardiness after 2 days of warming or cool temperatures. And with Geneva 935, I didn't have enough shoots for the cool conditioning treatment, just the warm conditioning treatment. The shift in temperature doesn't appear to make any sense in the xylem. It was minus 26 in the control and minus 30 in the warm treatment. And possibly a shift in the temperature at which this injury occurred in the cambium and phloem. I did not test this in the 2 years prior. Vineland number 6 was different than the other genotypes. This genotype showed the greatest level of hardiness in unconditioned shoots, but also the greatest response to the conditioning treatments. In the xylem, the two conditioning treatments were severely injured. There's a change in the scale in these graphs. Instead of going up to 6, they go up to, they're supposed to go up to 10. Below minus 38, there was no difference in the amount of injury. So this injury only occurred at the extreme temperature. In the cambium, the warm conditioning treatment was significantly greater than the cool conditioning treatment, and that was greater than the unconditioned control. And this also happened in the phloem, but the amount of injury in the phloem was slight to moderate. The shift in temperature at which injury occurred wasn't substantially different between the treatments. There was no injury in the unconditioned shoots, and the injury in conditioned shoots ranged from minus 35 to minus 40. This graph just shows the genotype comparisons in the amount of injury in the three tissues that occurred at minus 38 in only the two treatments, the unconditioned control and the warm conditioning treatment. In the unconditioned shoots, there was no genotypic difference in the amount of injury in the xylem, but in the cambium and the phloem, Geneva 935 had greater injury than the other genotypes. In conditioned shoots, in the xylem, Vineland number 6 had severe injury, whereas the others were substantially less than that. In the cambium, the Vineland 6 also had greater injury than all other genotypes, and Geneva 935 had greater injury than M9 and 41. And similar results occurred with the phloem. So there was genotypic injury. There are genotypic differences in the amount of injury in these conditioning treatments. So to summarize, I only saw significant deacclimation in M9 and V6, not in Geneva 935 or 41. The loss of hardiness in the warm conditioning treatments was only greater than the cool conditioning treatment in Vineland number 6. And Geneva 935 had the least hardiness in unconditioned treatments. Vineland number 6, which is a great genotype to work with because it has superior cold hardiness at low temperatures, and it really responded well to these deacclimation treatments and gave me the best statistics. So it might be something to look at in the future to test different durations, but it's possibly vulnerable to unseasonably warm temperatures in winter, and my other conclusion would be Geneva 41 was the least vulnerable.